This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Leaders of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe say their reservation land in Massachusetts will be disestablished. Savannah Marr brings us the story.
321 acres were put into trust for the tribe in 2015 under President Obama. In 2018, under President Trump, the Department of the Interior ruled that the tribe was not eligible to have land held in trust. The department said that was because the Mashpee Wampanoag were not, quote, under federal jurisdiction in 1934 when the Indian Reorganization Act was passed. But it wasn't until Friday that tribal leaders say Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt ordered their reservation to be officially disestablished. Vice Chairwoman Jessie Little Dobaird of the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribal Council called the order unconscionable.
This is not the relationship that the Bureau of Indian Affairs should have with Indian nations. Congress, I need you to put your head up and see what's happening in your administration. Look what they're doing in the quiet while everybody is scrambling to keep their family safe and alive.
More than 50 other U.S. tribes were federally recognized after 1934. Baird says Secretary Bernhardt's order is a threat to all of them. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
The Navajo Nation has issued a new public health order in response to COVID-19. On Sunday, tribal leaders, health professionals, and emergency responders announced a reservation-wide curfew. The Navajo Nation is already under a stay-at-home order. President Jonathan Nez delivered a stern plea to Navajo citizens during a virtual town hall.
You know, our health care here on the Navajo Nation cannot withstand or, you know, take care of the many people that are sick that are coming into the hospitals and clinics. Even our nurses, our doctors, our healthcare professionals are pleading with all of us to stay home, to isolate. That was the first order that went out.
The curfew goes into effect Monday from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. As of Sunday night, the tribe's number of positive tests of COVID-19 totaled 128, with two confirmed deaths related to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, tribal leaders, health advocates, and directors of national Native organizations are putting pressure on the Trump administration and Congress to make sure tribes are included in funding and discussions about COVID-19. Stacey Bolin is CEO of the National Indian Health Board.
We've been very strongly advocating around the clock for the last 3 weeks since this became an apparent crisis waiting to happen. And frankly, waiting hours, not days, to happen by the time we really realized how bad this would be. We started advocating almost immediately around the 1st of March to have Congress pay attention to the special and unique circumstances of tribes and to remind Congress of the trust responsibility that exists between the federal government and tribal nations.
Tribal leaders have expressed frustration with federal red tape when trying to move forward on COVID-19 plans and getting access to funding set aside for tribes. The Indian Health Service announced Friday it's working to get resources to tribes as quickly as possible to address COVID-19, which includes $134 million in new resources to respond to the coronavirus. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 37 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.